This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. When you think of the Cayman Islands in the Caribbean, you might picture paradise or maybe money laundering, whatever that looks like. One thing you may not be picturing is a green iguana. Grand Cayman is overrun with these reptiles, which are not native. As Marketplace's Jed Kim tells us, the iguanas are an intriguing business opportunity.
Exotic Meat Market sits about an hour east of L.A. It's essentially a warehouse of freezers.
For 59 different meats, I put all different freezers. So every meat is in a different freezer.
Anshu Patak owns the business.
So if somebody wants bison, they go in the bison freezer. Somebody wants suckling pig, they go in there.
I'm here for iguana meat. Patak says he gets it from various sources. He's a little cagey about revealing his suppliers.
Perfect.
He will say none comes from Grand Cayman Island, which honestly would be a ready source. Invasive green iguanas have overrun the place. They're eating up lawns and native plants. Frederick Burton is with the Department of the Environment for the Cayman Islands.
It could completely wreck the forest system and cause massive ecosystem change. It's probably the most serious invasive species problem we've come across here.
The iguana population doubles every 18 months. Burton says it could hit a million within a few years. He recently led a pilot program to cull the lizards. They killed about 20,000, but the numbers rebounded within weeks. Even if they did shoot enough to keep the numbers down, the island's incinerators couldn't handle the load. There could be a more creative solution.
Bring the population down at the same time that we're encouraging and promoting meat consumption of the green iguanas. We can get to a point where the hunting pressure on the wild population is enough to stop it coming back up to where it was before.
There's even a business that's getting licensed to sell Grand Cayman iguana meat. Maria Iapelli is with Spinion Exports.
You know, it's very good eating. It's readily available here, and Central America has been eating it for years and years.
Iapelli says with the right investors and luck, they could begin shipping to the U.S. in 6 months. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.